This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is, as you might have heard, an unfortunate pig flu that's hit the pork supply in this country pretty hard. And the cattle industry is still recovering from drought, so prices for those two forms of protein are high and still rising, which makes it, one would think, a great time to be a chicken farmer, right? We figured we would ask one. Ed Fryer is the president of Ozark Mountain Poultry in Rogers, Arkansas, whence he sells chickens to Walmart and Chipotle, among others. Mr. Fryer, it's good to have you with us.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right, thanks. So we were thinking that this run-up in pork and beef prices must be a business opportunity for you, huh?
It is. I mean, there's clearly a cross elasticity of demand between the price of beef and pork. And unfortunately for the pork people and the beef people, we benefit from it this year.
Elasticity of demand. I should point out to folks that you used to teach economics, right?
Yes, at the University of Arkansas.
How'd you wind up in chickens?
If your last name is Fryer, what else are you going to do for a living?
Tell me a little bit about your poultry farm, your ranch, however it is. How many chickens, just for instance, do you go through in a month or a year?
We'll go through about 540,000 birds a week.
Wow, a week?
Yes.
That's insane.
And we also contract with a company here in Arkansas where we purchase another 600,000 head a week from them.
Now, how long does it take to get a chick to, this is going to sound horrible, eaten size?
It depends on the size of bird that you're raising. If you're raising a small bird for the fast food market, say a KFC or a Church's or something like that, you're looking at about 4 weeks. The market weight. Our bird is kind of a retail weight. It's about a 5.5-pound live weight. That's about 6 weeks. And then if you're raising a big bird up to 8 or 9 pounds, they can be in the field as long as, say, 9 weeks or something like that.
Wow, 9-pound chicken. That's a big chicken.
That is a very big chicken, yes.
One of my producers told me before we got on the phone that you have actually run out of chickens.
Well, we haven't run out of chickens. We still have a lot of chickens, but we are sold out.
Oh.
The demand has just really outstripped the available supply for this year.
We have a rancher who we talked to who's over in Missouri, and last time we had him on, I asked him how he was feeling about you guys, the chicken farmers, and he was a little jealous because you can get something to market in, 4 or 5 weeks, and it takes him a good long while to get a steer up to selling weight.
Well, yeah, that's a little misleading, though. I mean, he's right. Once we have a day-old chick, we can have them to market in anywhere from 4 weeks to maybe 9 weeks, something like that. But if we want to increase our production, it takes about a year, maybe a year and a half, before we can really ramp up and increase production.
Given that long lead time you have, just in ordering chicks and all that stuff, are you going to be able to capitalize on this rise in pork and beef prices to get more of your product to market at a price consumers want?
And see, that's where the real problem comes in. Chicken prices are going up. This is going to be a really good year for chicken companies in terms of profitability. Unfortunately, when you're sold out, if you've got a good customer and they call and they want 5% or 10% more than what they normally take, you don't have the birds. You don't have the meat to send them, and you hate to say no to a customer. So it's that good year comes with some problems.
Ed Fryer, he's the president of Ozark Mountain Poultry. We got him in Rogers, Arkansas. Mr. Fryer, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.